Today is the 20th anniversary of the disappearance of 18-year-old Sarah Spears from outside a busy Perth night spot. She was the first of three women snatched over an 18-month period, crimes that would become known as the Claremont serial killings. No one's ever been charged over the murders. Anthony Stewart reports.
20 years ago today, Sarah Spears vanished from a busy street in Perth's leafy suburb of Claremont.
Sarah's been missing since she went dancing at a Claremont nightclub on Friday night.
I guess it would be every parent's nightmare.
Her distraught father, Don, a shearing contractor, and Sarah's mother, Carol, have come up from Darkin in the southwest to help the search.
We're very close and it is very much out of character, and that's what makes it so concerning.
6 months later, Jane Rimmer was last seen at the popular night strip. And then in March 1997, another young woman disappeared.
27-year-old Kira Glennon was last seen just after midnight on Friday night, just metres from where both other young women were last seen.
Jane Rimmer and Kira Glennon would be found murdered, their bodies dumped in bushland. 2 decades after her disappearance, Sarah Spears has never been found. No one has ever been prosecuted for the Claremont serial killings, and they've become one of the most expensive murder investigations in Australian history. Sarah Spears' parents, Don and Carol, released a statement in the lead-up to today's anniversary.
Time has not healed our loss even after 20 years. Words are inadequate to describe our personal loss and heartbreak. We retain confidence in the Macro investigation team to solve this case.
The team of dedicated detectives continues to investigate the case to this day. Carl O'Callaghan is the WA Police Commissioner.
Look, there's still a lot of work being done there. I want to be the Police Commissioner who's remembered for solving the investigation, so you can rest assured that I've put the right sort of resources in there and the right focus on it.
Brett Christian is the editor of The Post, Claremont's suburban newspaper.
I think it's caused a massive problem for the West Australian Police, and it has traumatised the suburbs where our papers circulate, and it continues to haunt them.
You've been following the case since the beginning. Do you think that the crime will be solved?
I'm more confident now than I've ever been, but that doesn't say it's going to happen.
Late last year, the Post published revelations that a new team of investigators had linked the murders to an unsolved rape. The police have remained tight-lipped about the claim. In the past, officers have been criticised for their handling of the case, particularly a fixation on several men who were eventually cleared of involvement.
There were some glaring errors made when you look at it in retrospect. Well, it was a focus on the wrong person or persons, and massive resources went into a particular public servant who lived near Claremont that many police were convinced was the culprit and has turned out now not to be the culprit, proved by DNA.
Outside the pub where two of the women were last seen, the crime is still present in the minds of Claremont residents.
I work in the area and Mum hates me going to my car any time after seven. And I always in the back of my mind as well, just to be extra cautious in Claremont.
People are more aware of the dangers anywhere.
Do you think it's changed the way people behave?
One hopes so. You didn't want to go out and your children, you're worried about them. So I think it's probably worn off a little bit now, but It's still there, and, you know, Sarah Spears' parents, your heart goes out to them.
Some of the residents of Claremont speaking there to Anthony Stewart.